Well, hello, Patreons. I can't even fathom that it's July already, but I'm glad to be in your ears this month. I've been having a really fucking fun July. I don't know if you can hear the smile in my face, but it's just a good month. I know there's still a lot of shit going on, but it's nice to be able to block that out and just enjoy. So, I will be quick with this update, I swear to you this time. I'll try and keep it under 5 minutes, maybe. So, this month, I have a couple things coming. I'm going to do a Lush toy review, just sort of a quick one as an introduction to you all with my new toy. Hopefully that'll be in the next day or two. And I'm going to put out 2 dates for sort of a play with me with Lush on Discord time. There'll only be one official time, but one of those dates will be, you know, just in case any womanly issues trump that play date. But I'll keep you informed. And it'll be only be for Patreons to play, so that's an exciting perk that you all get. You'll know more when we actually get going and when you hear the toy review. So basically, you'll have some limited access to my pussy. And maybe next month, we can expand that to more intimate access to my pussy. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I've played with a couple of settings on it and things. I'm not sure of exactly how it works. I'm sure some of you might be pros on it, might have it for your wives and your girlfriends, but you'll just have to bear with me until I become more experienced with it. And for those of you who can't join on Discord, don't worry, I'll record it all and share with you. In addition, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I kind of soaked the shit out of my original womanizer, and it's now making these god-awful noises. It still works. Still sucks my clit like nothing I've ever imagined, and I still come like a maniac on it, but it does make quite a horrifying noise. So I was actually gifted the opportunity to get a brand new one, which I'm very thankful for, and that is on its way. It should be here any day now as well. Hopefully I'll get to sneak that in as a toy review, maybe do a comparison between the original womanizer and the new one, because they do seem to be a little bit different with a few more features, so definitely looking forward to that. And I'm thinking I might want to do something special for my Patreon cuckolds. I'll probably gear it towards the exclusive tier and up. I'm thinking a couple of instructions, naughty instructions, or denial instructions, or embarrassing and humiliating instructions a week. And maybe we can share some things on that. Maybe utilize Discord as well somehow. But I have a feeling that my little cucks would just adore doing something naughty or humiliating to please me every week. I'd love to hear if you think I'm right on that. It'd be some effort on my part, but definitely worth it if it makes my cucks happy. And lastly, what would a monthly update be without some sort of silliness from me? I did that short and sweet audio or short girl's rule or something to that effect because, yes, I am not the tallest of women, for those of you who don't know it, but good things come in small packages. I've been short all my life, so I have no complaints. I kind of like it. Does give me closer proximity to your cock. But being short is a bitch when I've got to lean over into the laundry tub to get out my wet clothes. Or, as it so happened this month, when I went to the grocery store by myself, wearing my mask and my little orange skirt and my little black tank top, and I was trying to pick out a watermelon, tapping them all as I do. I have my secret method of finding a good one. Sweet, juicy, sticky, wet one. then I found one. But, of course, it was at the very bottom of the huge cardboard box that they come in, and I was trying my best to reach down and get it, but I couldn't. I ended up having to kind of hop up on the pallet that it was on and lean down, probably my top leaning down. You could probably look down and see my tits, and I realized if I keep bending like this, people are just gonna see my ass sticking out with this skirt on. But damn, I knew that was a good watermelon, and finally I said, fuck it. I actually kicked one of my feet up really high up, bent all the way in, reached in as far as I could to slide this watermelon up and out, but oh, fuck, of course. There were like two or three other watermelons kind of leaning on it, and even if I started moving some of them away, all of the others would fall, because it was quite a full bin of watermelon, and I tried, I really tried. I must have made such a spectacle. Half in, half out, leg up in the air, short orange skirt. And eventually, I sadly had to give up. I couldn't make it. And there were many others to choose from. I was being a little particular on that one, so even if I asked someone to come over and help me, they would probably thought that I was being crazy. They would be thinking, damn, woman, there's so many other friggin' watermelons you can choose from. Why that one? So I left it. That's not to say that I have any issues approaching a handsome, taller man to help me get something down from a higher shelf on the store. It's always a good way to smile and flirt at someone if they end up helping me out, which, of course, they always do and are happy to do. So I should stop now because I'm sure I'm over my 5 minutes. This month, I definitely want to try and fit in a gangbang or glory hole or some type of lots of cock audio, and maybe even a pegging one because someone's brought that to my attention that I need one of those. And whatever else naughty themes and thoughts come to mind. And as always, I thank you so much for supporting me. I literally could not be this happy today with this big smile on my face if I didn't have all of you here cheering my naughtiness on every month. It's fucking amazing, and I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now. Lacey.